Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11 and you can find me on X at Rezzle11Grinds. We are going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 14th of September. We have a 3-game early slate and a 5-game main slate. Kind of spread out action today. There's a doubleheader between the Yankees and Red Sox as well after their rainout yesterday, which is a bit frustrating. I'm not hearing about any weather yet, but we'll want to pay attention to that, of course. So let's dig in. This 3-game early slate, kind of easy to figure out for me, at least. Yuri Perez, ton of upside against Milwaukee. Dangerous spot, but a ton of upside. Hasn't been great on the road, which is obviously a concern. He is a minus 115 favorite. I love the upside of Yuri Perez and the ability. It's going to be a volatile spot, but we play for upside, and I like it there. Mitch Keller has been best at home, so he is in a great spot. He's a minus 160 favorite, coming off an atrocious start, but that was against Atlanta. Had some strong starts before that. We've seen these stretches from Mitch Keller this season already. It's hard not to want to be super heavy on Mitch Keller on this early slate. We get Josiah Gray. He did shut down the Pirates earlier this season. He has been best on the road. I believe he's been out of the rotation recently. He's just kind of been given some days off. I mean, I like the upside. He probably has more K upside than Mitch Keller. Based on the opponent, but his walks have been through the roof. His Ks have been down. There's a lot of volatility here, but I do think he's going to be somewhat refreshed coming into this one, so I'm very interested in Josiah Gray as well. Rhys Olson has some K ability, K upside. Hasn't been as great at home, even though he's not allowing as many hits. It's the home run ball, which is shocking considering it in Detroit. He's had some really strong starts here recently. Cincinnati does have strikeouts in that lineup. It is a dangerous lineup, but there are strikeouts. Rhys Olson's a minus 115 home favorite. Not really interested in trying to figure out the Cincinnati pitching. Lively is in play, I guess, coming off of COVID. Since it is a 3-game slate, we have to be open to everybody. I'm not sure if Adrian Houser made any rehab starts. It doesn't look like it. So that has me a little worried as far as his length in this game. He's been out for 2.5 weeks, roughly. Maybe a little limited. Now it is a decent matchup for him. He's a slight underdog at home, but his matchup is better than, you know, say, Yuri Perez's in that same game. But might just want to go light, but I'm going to have to consider him just because of the slate itself. So let's dig in here to the 5-game main. Kevin Gausman at the top, pitching at home, where he's been most comfortable. He's a minus 160 favorite. He did shut down Texas in his first meeting with them, coming off of a dominant start against Kansas City. I don't love picking on Texas. We did use a little Kikuchi yesterday, but it didn't work out very well for us. With that said, Gausman has so much upside. And the Texas lineup is definitely weaker without Adolis Garcia at this point. Nathan Eovaldi, I don't think we can use him. Montgomery shut down Toronto yesterday, but Eovaldi has made two starts since his returning. Short starts. I don't think he's going to throw more than 60 pitches, is my guess. So we're probably looking at 3 to 4 innings out of him as they ramp him back up, because they do need to keep him healthy if they're making a postseason run now that Scherzer is done for the year. Kyle Bradish, a minus 140 favorite. Made two starts against Tampa Bay. Has been dominant from a K perspective, along just 4 runs. He's been really great at home this season, even though his K numbers are better on the road. His just overall numbers have been great at home. 2 runs or less in every start since the 1st of August. It's a big time series. I think Baltimore's 2 games up on Tampa Bay. They have a 4-game series going on. Pretty important game. I am all about Kyle Bradish, even against Tampa Bay. There are strikeouts in that lineup, so the upside is strong. Aaron Civale, hasn't been overly dominant or strong since being acquired by Tampa Bay. He's had a couple decent starts in there. Dominated Boston. That 12 strikeout game kind of came out of nowhere for me. There's a route for him to be strong. I just don't know that I want to pick on Baltimore with him. I would actually rather use Logan Webb even in Coors. San Francisco's a minus 250 favorite. Now I'm gonna have to look into Logan Webb's career in Coors, but he's faced the Rockies 3 times this season. It's 2-0. Has allowed just 4 runs. Just been dominant against Colorado. He's obviously not as strong on the road overall, but this Colorado team is pretty weak. So I'm very interested to see what he's done in pitching in Coors in his career. Kenta Maeda against the White Sox. He has been best on the road. He struggled against the White Sox the one time he faced them. Coming off a solid start against the Mets, not overly exciting. He just hasn't flashed a ton of upside yet. Right, in a while, I guess. Did show some upside earlier, but it's been a while since he's flashed some of the upside. He's a minus 190 favorite in this game. I'm gonna have to go with some Maeda. I like the matchup too much to ignore, but I'm kind of prepared to be let down a little bit as well. Clark Schmidt, we were gonna pass on him yesterday. He has been pretty strong against the Red Sox. But he's been worse on the road. He's allowing runs right now, but there have been strikeouts. I don't see a line yet for game two here. I think we're still waiting on the official Vegas update and announcement for the Boston starting pitcher. If I'm going to use a pitcher in that game, it will be Clark Schmidt, but I just don't know that I want to. Right now, Chris Murphy's being projected as the starter for game two. Not going to have any interest in Murphy. Not going to have any interest in Chase Anderson in Coors. No thanks. Jose Urena against the Twins. Man, Urena looked decent against Detroit in his return. And we do know there is K upside in the matchup. He's just not a big K pitcher. I just don't think I can go there. I'm trying to convince myself that there's enough upside in this Minnesota matchup that Urena can get 20 plus fantasy points. I'm just not sold on him being able to actually get that number. It's one we're gonna have to think about throughout the day. Maybe have to include him in my pool, but I think I might just live here at the top with 4 guys, 5 guys, because I'm not going to use Eovaldi. It's kind of a tough, gross little 4-game slate or 5-game slate, sorry. So it'll be interesting to see if you are playing any slates that do include the Arizona and New York Met game. both pitchers are very strong. Merrill Kelly, but he's on the road. Hasn't been as strong on the road. And then Kodai Senga at home, super strong, a ton of upside. I would definitely be using Senga quite a bit, and even a little bit of Merrill Kelly in my runs. So there we have it. There's the first look at pitching throughout the day. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our tools, coaches, sheets, Discord, etc., you can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.